Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
But we can take you down memory lane.
Yes. Will there be snacks?
Hella snacks.
Excellent. Today, we have a human who actually made us fans of her pets first. Mm-hmm. And then now we're a huge fan of the girl creator behind all of this. Some of you may know her first as the spider mom to Trinket and Bee and many others. Please welcome Emily Hess. Thank you so much for joining us. We are very excited.
Yeah, I will actually use the term that we coined for another guest, which is we're your tick stalkers.
Yes, and we are your tick stalkers. I have to say thank you for joining us, and we'll attempt to rein in arachnid content for people, but I'm not promising anything. It's probably going to continue. Trigger warning.
It's all audio though. Right. So if you guys don't feel like listening to spiders
to
stuff,
spider talk.
Yeah, just like scrub
they're
forward.
Pretty quiet.
They're pretty quiet. Just think about a stuffed spider or Lucas the spider, the cartoon that's not even a real spider. Think about that. It is the best spider content on the interwebs.
I saw a spider.
You did?
Yeah, it was over there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, right there. It was big.
Well, did it say anything to you?
I said, what are you doing here? And it said, what are you doing here? And it was so scary.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that it was a giant.
Okay, I didn't see anybody over there.
I saw it.
Was it over there by the mirror?
It was this big or
B,
this
hey,
big?
B.
What?
You said you saw it right over by that mirror?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe you just saw yourself again?
No.
Hands down, literally the best thing. Aww. My son asks for you every single evening at bedtime. He wants to watch the spider Tiki Talks.
Mm-hmm.
He has favorites. He's obsessed with your spider's hats. There's all kinds of things we'll get into. Would you like to tell our friends and listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name's Emily. I dabble in a lot of things, but of all the things, spiders were what kind of put me in the public eye. So a year ago or so, I would have never guessed that I would be talking to anybody about spiders. I was not a fan. So it's been an interesting
journey. Now you're kind of the expert
journey,
on the TikTok.
I guess.
Like, you're the TikTok spider girl.
I'll let other people call me that.
Yeah,
I won't
humble
claim
approach
that
and I like
myself,
it.
But
I love how your origin story started on TikTok.
Yes.
And you explain it very well. You got your first spider because you wanted to battle your own arachnophobia. And I find that fascinating. I have three main fears in my life. One of them is heights. So I went skydiving when I turned 20. Still afraid of heights. Falling from the sky
She's
is
crazy.
Totes different than feeling like you're going to fall from something. I give you like the highest accolades for embracing the fact that you're afraid of something and going, you know what? I'm going to learn about it.
You became roommates with it. You didn't even just learn what's about it. You're like, welcome to my humble abode. Here is your corner of the world. I will now serve you.
welcome it into my home.
Yeah. Right, I will clean up your area and we'll feed you other creatures, which also feeding flightless flies and regular flies, two different worlds. I found that out.
Very different. Yeah. One's kind of cute and one's really gross.
She eats them all like a beast. So that's fascinating.
I did find...
just shovels it.
The snatching from the air. We had some fruit flies hanging out. I was caught by my husband. I just snatched from the air a fly. Like and I went, oop, and I ran into my bathroom. And he goes, what are you doing? And I said, I'm feeding the spider. He said, did you just snatch a fly from midair? And I said, yeah, I'm a spider mom now. Get used to it. And he was not in love with that.
But no, my husband also does not enjoy that. On Instacart, you can order from Petco and you can order wingless fruit flies. And we already have a bearded dragon and a cat. And I was like, mm-hmm. I'll just hide the fact that I'm buying fruit flies with money when we have a plethora of bugs out of doors where the spider could be living. But no, she, my friend, I drink my coffee and watch her eat things like a savage. And I'm like, yes, you're powerful. Eat the creature. I don't know if that's the right meditation, but I'm here for her. She's very powerful.
You know, yeah, whatever works for you.
Creepy. You also have like mantis and things too, which I feel like have that same savage energy. And you give them really Cruella de Vil-y creepy voices.
Mantids are, I never thought that I would contemplate this, but after viewing both creatures eating something, I've decided I'd much rather be eaten by a spider than a mantis. Mantids are just savage.
They make eye contact.
Oh, yeah. And the bug is just squirming the entire time. I mean, it just keeps living.
They're creepy. I love them, but they're so creepy. I buy them for the garden. So I like them a lot.
Oh, yeah. Like, they really are. All the pests. Their eyes change colors at night. Ooh. So like during the day, they are, you know, usually that kind of bright green color. And then at night, when they've been in the dark, their eyes darken and they almost look like green olives. They get like a little ring on them. It's way creepier. So it's like they just get more evil as the evening goes on.
Alien too.
They're fascinating. Oh, they're
definitely alien. I feel like they're the lineup of things I don't want to cuddle include mantis, crayfish, lobsters,
they're not
shrimp,
cuddly.
Scorpions, anything like with that real
crunch squish situation.
Crunch squish, but also like freeze and crawl.
And
fast.
Grab you. Also, there's a grabbing there's action a grabby aspect. With all of them. It's very grabby.
Yeah.
Jumpy and grabby and swimmy. You don't like
not
that.
Not a fan.
Okay.
Not
all
a
right.
Fan. Didn't realize it. But for those of you who are not familiar with Miss Emily, if you haven't already, like literally didn't want to join TikTok, we talked shit about it like all spring.
We joked about being old. We're like,
we're too old for this shit.
Both feet were in.
But, well, I dipped a toe.
Right.
And that toe dipped right into the cutest little baby spider voice I've ever heard. And they call me Bee. So
yeah, she's Aunt Bee.
I felt a kindredship with Bee, the spider. And then every person I knew that was like, I don't know about this TikTok. Then I saw that they joined. And like first thing I sent them.
Boom.
Specifically spider. One video.
Yes.
Part of the welcome package.
Hey, check out this account. And I send it to everyone. It's the one where Bee eats too many bugs. It's so endearing. Best. And then my second favorite video is where someone asked, who does your voices? And then it pans to your face and you're doing the little baby voice. And I'm like, she's so cute. Come for the Spidey content. Even if you don't like them, each spider has its own fun personality. They all have different traits that you learn about. Emily has immaculate nails most of the time that makes me feel like I need to go paint my nails charcoal black. So I'm like, God, her hands aren't even dry. Like I sit there and look at my hands and I'm like, no wonder my
spider
doesn't
want to come. She's using a macro lens too. So it's like, you have to like hyper-focus on what shit looks like.
You need like a lotion really up there. Sponsorship or
can't
something.
Can't be as big as your spider's face. That's like a thing.
No, and my hands.
Right.
My hands aren't there. I'm like, I need to grow my nails out just so my spider has a landing pad.
Oh my God. I haven't even been able to handle Biddy. She doesn't like to be handled. She'll come to my hand if I have food in it. But then she's like, and
give
then
her nail platform.
Get away from. Well, I had pretty nails that one day and she was just like, nah.
Yeah, I feel like it's a texture thing. So when I see them on the skin, they're either like really old and out for adventure or they're like, touch, no, gross.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
And a lot of them do that, especially early on. Like they'll reach out and they'll touch you and they'll just be
it's
like, ew, and pull their little leg away.
How did you get them so excited to be on your hand? Did you bribe them with food? Tell me your secrets.
Tell me your secrets. Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely bribe them. A lot of patience and coaxing. Almost all of them have that same reaction initially where they don't want to touch you, but eventually, you know, they'll crawl out because they are curious little creatures and they like to explore. And then once I finally have them out, it's kind of hard to get them back in their enclosure again and have to scoot them.
They've been in there since they were babies. I'm glad we found Biddy when she was tiny because I feel like she's perfectly content in her little space. And when I like put my finger on the outside of her bowl, she'll like come over to it like, what do you have for me today, Sky Wizard? Like, what kind of food are you putting through the food hole? My God.
I can't even imagine how much footage you have to take to edit something to make it that cute.
It's ridiculous.
You do the voices different for each spider. So there's always like a little bit of a different flair to it. They're all overwhelmingly adorable. I have that thing where if I watch commercials, I don't love when babies talk like adults.
Right.
But I love when adults talk like babies. I'm like obsessed with it. Like there were Subway commercials for a while.
I picture them all like between the ages of 3 and 6.
Yeah.
That's
but
the voice.
We used to watch like Kid Snippets. Right. Did you ever watch Kid Snippets? Where the adults,
Yes.
So when you give that childlike wonder to a super fuzzy cute spider
being
in love. If you were into spiders and you just want to watch it, totally do it. I do have to ask you, your name on there is Mini Robo Muppets.
It's so cute.
Why Robo Muppets? What's a Robo Muppet to you?
Yeah, I feel like, especially the type of spider that I have, just kind of looks like a little tiny fuzzy animatronic Muppet, which I'm actually also, I one of my fears is Muppets. So I find that ironic that I combined the two.
Jim Henson Muppets? I have an aversion.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The actual Muppet babies. My mom was obsessed with them. We had like the Christmas ornaments.
Yeah,
we had the
weird
McDonald's toys and shit. Yeah. There's something about a Muppet. It's like how they move really fast and like their head flies back and they do like that crazy open mouth laughter. I'm
you
like,
just
they're
really
uncontrollable.
Don't, like, Gonzo and Kermit really did it to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah, you don't know what they don't know what's in there, what's behind those googly eyes.
Kermit and Miss Piggy would like appear on like Jay Leno or David Letterman. All I could think was like the poor dude under
I
the
don't
chair
trust it.
Right now.
Oh,
like so fucking weird.
I guess they're all just playing along because everybody knows.
It's all sticks and hands up asses.
Pretending like this is normal.
That's very weird. That's a good point. Do you hate like Chuck E. Cheese animatronics?
I've learned to appreciate them because I also like kind of creepy things, and those are just beyond. They are like comically
especially
creepy.
Especially the old ones.
Mascots, like actual Chucky.
Like the guy in the costume? Yeah.
I can't do it. And I don't know if I have a pheromone or what, but they find me and they single me out anytime there is a mascot anywhere. Oh,
yes.
they find me. Yeah. And I try not to act afraid, but it must show because it's just magnetic.
The minute you show fear, that's what brings
they
them
play
to you. That's
on
like,
it.
That's like me in the clowns.
That's
and
what
I would go through a haunted house. I have to like tell myself. And like this year I got to be like the strong one of the group and been like, you guys don't act afraid because then they're going to come for you. And
it was more an out loud pep talk for yourself.
But yes, it was definitely for me. And what I end up now doing through haunted houses is I'm very complimentary. So if they get me and I scream and they're like, wah, my face, I'm like, you did a very good job. I was very scared.
She did do that.
You're very scary. That was very good. You did a good job. There's more people behind us though. So like, I'm going to go past you. And
she
like, great job.
Haunted house staff. Where she was like, oh, well done. You really got me. I almost beat. Okay, moving on now. Like,
that was very good.
You just say, like, you did a great job, but I'm going to leave now. I'm out of here.
Meanwhile, I'm like, punch and kick. Hi-ya.
Yeah, but she's like, a punch and kicker.
So screamy and so punch and kick.
Oh, do you want to jump into fun ass questions?
Yes,
I have
absolutely
one that can spin right off spiders.
Do
if
it.
You want me to go first?
Hop on in.
What was your dream pet as a child?
I was kind of lucky. I feel like I had them already. I had lots and lots of cats, and those were probably my favorite. at that time, which is boring, but you know, I had like 40 of them. Not at so all. It was less
boring. Oh, I was gonna say, what's lots and lots? We had like 14 okay, at yeah. one time, and they were like outside just sucking.
Our mom fed all the stray cats. And then they told their friends.
Oh,
and they, then all... they told their friends. And then they made babies together.
Yep.
It got
that's,
weird.
That's 40 pretty cats. Much how it happened to us. I mean, they were all outside cats, too. We did not, I did not have a house full okay. of cats.
Because you had like farm cats. Yeah. There, so you have like the typical barn cat, right? Did. We adopted a barn cat. So, like, I feel like we're.
Yeah.
We have a feral barn cat.
Well, and they were all, they all had names and they were pretty tame. Because, you know, I didn't have the internet or cable. So that was what I did all day. It was just, if I wasn't in school.
Hanging out and naming a bunch of yep. cats. Mm-hmm. And you had a ton of farm animals and mm-hmm. stuff too, didn't
we
you?
We had a pot-bellied pig. We had chickens and fainting goats. Those were really fun.
Yes.
Fainting goats. Yeah. Oh my God. Always been
I
so
haven't
curious.
Thought about those in so long. There used to be some on the way out of town. And our dad showed us them. One time.
Mm-hmm. That's all it
the
takes.
The first time when we just had first moved out there. All right, I'm going to do a magic trick. You ready? You guys watching? I bet I could make all those goats fall over. We're like, whatever. And he honked his horn and the whole fucking field of like 50 goats hit the floor. And I was like, oh, my dad just killed several goats. Like, this is, how did you do that? He didn't tell us for a long time on the drive.
That's awesome. It would be so just really inconvenient to be a fainting goat.
No shit. That's immediately what I thought of. I'm like, wow.
I've been one. And I'm not exaggerating.
How dare you?
How dare I? I've been one. When I first started dating my now husband, he had me play this game on his Xbox. It's called Goat Simulator.
Oh, you're really a fainting goat. I thought
and
you were about yourself.
No. And we still joke to where anything happens and I'm like, oh, I'm the goat. Because though I ran around playing and being like, well, how do I do? And he's like, you're the goat. And I was like, I know I'm. Am I the goat? I don't know. So it was so hard for me to wrap my brain around it. But there's this thing where if you hit the wrong button, you just like become weightless and you like float around and I couldn't get back down. I couldn't control it. So he was just dying laughing. Because it's like a loose neck goat with its tongue hanging out, just like flying into boulders and stuff.
You
I like couldn't figure it out.
Goat.
I was a fainting goat.
Oh, I need to play that game.
It is Shit. Free, I think.
And all right.
No. No.
It's literally called Goat Simulator.
Yeah, and you can have outfits and stuff.
How many fainting goats did you have, Emily? Did you do that?
We kind of just tried like a little bit of everything. So we had one fainting goat at first, and then we got her a boyfriend, and then we had two little babies, and those are they're extra fainty, like they're just. Just
no.
topple over if they get too excited.
Oh, no.
If they, you know, if they're running out to you, they just tip right over,
so
and their little legs straight out in the air, and they're.
Just picture it like, oh, I'm awake. Oh, I'm very hungry. Yep. Like, what the fuck?
What a weird creation of nature.
Right?
That people kept breeding, though. That's also the other part.
Like, was that a defect along the way that, like, was bred in?
I could be wrong. This is what I was told, that it was actually intentional, because if you encounter a bear in the woods with your friend, you just have to outrun your friend.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, that type of thing. So if they just throw a few of those into the bun, faster than the fainting goat.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's effed up.
Yeah, they're really just set up to fail from the beginning.
It's like the bait.
Mm-hmm.
Goats tend to get out and get into shit. You could just like have an air horn ready if they're being naughty, and then you just like catch them being bad and honk a horn and they pass out.
Yeah. Okay, from a culinary perspective, look at it like this.
Are you eating fainting goats now?
No, but like goat cheese.
Oh, sure.
Delightful,
Absolutely.
Right? Mizithra made from goat's milk. So they say like, you know.
Like happy cows make happy cheese.
If animals are in distress, they release certain chemicals into their milk.
Oh, yeah.
And the adrenaline can
it's
make like it like
enzymey.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you think there'd be like a
fainting
special,
goat cheese?
Yeah, like a fainting goat brand.
Oh, gosh.
That has a different flavor.
You really
because
got
they
in there.
Faint. I don't know, man.
Probably haunt you.
But animals the fainting are goats in the alfalfa field. So they have extra special.
They're
milk.
Super happy, but also in duress, like happy duress.
You'd have to give them Prozac or something. It's what did you name these fainting goats? What do you name a fainting goat?
Oh, gosh.
Trip.
You could really...
I've forgotten their names. I know that we named them all, but I don't remember what their names were. We had a little male pygmy goat, and he was we just named him Billy.
Naughty little shit.
He was
pygmy
the
goats
worst.
Are the naughtiest little shit.
Yeah,
our neighbors behind us have little pygmy goats, and one's a big fat ass, and she doesn't do anything but the little bad boy ends up in our green space all the time. He looks at us like, gosh. "Yeah, I'm eating your." Dandelions. What are you gonna do about it?
Little bad boy.
Yeah,
like go crazy.
And if they kind of, I think they get lonely. We had him first before we the female, and well, he got like aggressively lonely, and he would get mad. You know, I think pent up with a lot of hormones, maybe. And he figured out how to escape his pen. He would gore ya with his his horns, and so
a mean little billy goat.
Yeah, we would get home after dark, and we'd get out of the minivan, and if he had escaped, we would be able to see him in the distance with these like eyes glowing and just coming closer to us, and we'd all run, all three of us kids, and we'd like try to like get between, you know, the door would be locked to the house, so we'd try to like slip in between like the screen door, and he'd be like trying to hook his horns in there to get us. Oh, it was so we're screaming. It was a
like
very
a
regular
devil
thing.
In the moonlight.
Yeah,
it was that's exciting.
A silhouette of the devil in the moonlight. He's like, better run. I'm coming for
that's
you.
Such exciting. An angry.
He's
goat.
Tiny. They're so little. He's just bitter and tiny. Uh-huh. Little Napoleon goat.
Those horns are just right at the right level.
Especially for kids too. It gets you right in the butt cheek. Yeah. And you're like, thanks. That felt terrible. You can tell I've met a goat before. Assholes. Now Bonnie wants a tiny little fainting pygmy goat. A pocket goat.
Just so I can have my like really prestige brand of goat cheese.
Don't
I take it to the farmer's market so I can meet all the hipsters that eat its goat milk.
But then you're like, don't be so loud. My goat will faint. My bougie baby
just
goat.
Bring it in public and then tell people to shush. That's my dream.
Just get a real goat and do that and make people hella quiet all the time. Be like, shh. And they're like, that's goat just a normal goat. Shut the fuck up, goat.
Shh, it's going to faint, you guys.
You guys are so
like,
aggressive.
Why does that bitch with a goat keep coming around? Is she? How dare she shush us?
That designer goat.
Her goat's name is Shushy, the designer goat.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love it. You have excellent taste in music.
Yes.
TikTok is sampling a shitload of 90s real hard right now. So I want to know which radio hit from your younger days gets stuck in your head like an earworm, like real bad when you hear it in the wild, even if it's
elevator music.
I love elevator music, but if it's like in Target or on TikTok or whatever, damn it, I'm never going to get that out of my head.
Oh, gosh.
I know mine.
Do you already?
Do you? Yeah, I used to sing it to
my
boss at work.
It?
So my boss at work was... my best friend from fourth grade. I would just sing to her all the time. There was a little window in the office. Come to my window. And just sing that all the time to her.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
We also sing Toni Braxton's Breathe Again.
Ooh,
over and over. I know it sucks because like once
stuck
you,
in your head.
It's that thing that now I just have to say, oh, wow, it feels so good to breathe again to my husband. And he goes, ugh, because I walk around and I go, breathe again. And
sure
it's so creepy. It's that high, breathe. It like hits him in his spine and it makes his stomach churn. But now I can just say the words, breathe again, normal.
And
he just still, he cringes because it plays in his brain.
So yours are like torture. I like
that. like, why not?
The blue Abba Dee Abba Die, that song is getting sampled a lot. And then I heard it on a kid's version of my son's show. And it was like robotic. And it was like, I am a blue man in a blue window. And I was like, oh,
no.
Shit. And then it was in my head for the rest of the day. I am blue Abba Dee Abba Die all fucking day. And that's the one for me, I think.
I guess a lot of them are probably getting recycled and kids don't even realize that they're not new.
Mm-hmm.
So Hanson... You said you're a huge fan of the Mbop.
Huge, huge fan. Yes.
We were such Hansonators. I just made that up. We were such Hanson. I still follow
Hanson
Taylor
stands now
on Instagram.
Nowadays.
and his 5 million children. What is he like going on?
Do you really? Right now, okay, right? I'm going to have to follow him right now.
Yeah. Oh, honey.
Follow all of them.
He hasn't so changed a day.
No.
His wife is just a regular looking girl, which makes me go, man,
you had a shot.
I did have a shot. I would wake up and record them on VHS on morning shows.
Oh, my God.
I was a psychopath.
Oh, my gosh. Are you me? So
and the sad song on the whole CD. I was like, mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
That's me right now.
If you're in a bad mood, you just listen to that one over and over again.
That album.
I have goosebumps.
Honestly, it was like when I went to Tower Records and I would listen to it on the big headphones, the public headphones. I'm like thinking back, being like, why did we all share? That was so gross.
Tower.
Listening to Hanson on repeat. And then this is how I learned that... that radio singles are chosen by actual record companies.
Yeah.
I called and requested a song, was like, you guys never played this song.
Oh, right.
And I got mad at the guy and he basically hung up on me. So I called back to another DJ like, the next time slot and was like, I need to request this song. And he was like, we're not playing that song. And I said, I know all you guys are playing is Mbop, but this whole album is like fire.
Oh, so
this
good. Album
fire.
No, it would have been like, this album's cool beans.
This is so tight.
It's hella tight.
You guys are so whack.
Yeah, come on. The program, so play other Hanson songs, and then this guy was like, hold on, let me transfer you, and transferred me to the manager of that radio station at the time, or like the time slot coordinate or whatever, and she was very polite and she said, okay, so here's how it works, because apparently I called enough times that they're like,
we need to address this kid.
This middle schooler is losing your shit right
Listen,
now.
She wants us to play all the Hanson songs, and mind you, I had the CD, I could go play it my goddamn self. But I wanted everyone in the world to hear specifically like 4 or 5 more songs. No
like,
big deal.
I will come to you. Why don't you understand that this speaks to my tiny little heart?
It's like,
he's
just
going to come to you. He's a fucking idiot.
She explained to me very politely that the record company itself, that I should maybe contact them to get a hold of Hanson.
Oh,
because then maybe, you know, maybe they'd like your input on
and
what should
like,
be their next single.
Do you
single.
Have their number? I'll leave them now.
Like, I haven't tried to contact already.
Right. Yeah. I was in their club. I was in their fan club where you like sent in like $5 and you got like a glossy 8x10 signed. And then you could send them fan mail because you knew the P.O. box.
Oh, I'm dying.
And I was just a real creep. And now I can just comment on anything Taylor posts directly to him. That's the world we live in.
Isn't that amazing?
Let's manifest. We're talking about them on this podcast.
We talked
about
her
for the third time too
on a previous podcast, uh-huh. And now she's
okay.
On.
Okay. All right.
I have goosebumps.
We manifest.
Look at the real
somewhere.
Goosebumps.
But here's the deal: we have to have a third host.
Oh shit! That's the trifecta power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have to bring her back.
Oh my god!
To
yes.
be our third host when we interview Hanson. And it has to be live.
Oh,
so it'll
in
be like
person,
Bonnie Shannon.
We'll have to fly there together.
Third sister Emily.
Right.
And ooh. We'll have to just record them live. We can go to Oklahoma. It's not a problem.
Is that where they are?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh,
come on. Know your shit.
Middle of nowhere? Guess I should have got it. Sorry.
Oklahomans. Oh. Okay. So what is your song? We went off on a deep tangent. What is your earworm?
So, I just wanted to talk about Hanson now.
Right.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, the first time I got their music, it was on a cassette tape. I didn't even have a CD
That's
player
work.
Yet. And so I was obsessed with Mbop and agree with you, the entire album was, you know, amazing.
Banger.
But
it's amazing.
Mbop was the one that first got me. And I sat, you know, we just had like a common room. And so I would sit on the computer and I would listen to Mbop and then rewind it. And play it again and rewind it and play it again, like for hours and hours and hours. And I was gifted headphones like very soon after.
I was just going to ask you. That's so funny. Because just picturing our family, and if we had done that, my dad would have handed us headphones like, get with the program, yeah. Child. Or he would have made up alternate lyrics until we stopped listening to it.
Yeah, he would have learned all the words
and then
done
like
a dad dance.
And then sing his own thing in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And weird things with them too. Like I recorded their stuff on TV, or I would have friends record it and they'd give me the tape.
Ugh.
My stereo had some recording and dubbing abilities. And so I went through their entire album, and anytime they would do one of their little like, ooh.
Oh. 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 Oh.
like that type of thing. I would record every single one of those because I knew exactly when they would do each of those things. And so I had like a half hour of just little oohs and ahs. Yep, that was all it was. And I spent hours on that.
You made a sound effect reel. Yeah. Of that is the best.
Hanson was such a beautiful time in music. Out of my friends, they
said
hated
like it.
It
was a classical piece of art.
They're the Beatles
of our
of my seventh grade year.
Oh yeah,
you're not wrong.
All my friends, we were super into like Bone Thugs, Tupac. We thought we were hard as nails, right?
Right.
But then also listened to like Smashing Pumpkins and Nirvana, and we dabbled in it all. We thought we were thugs, and then I was going home being like, I'm a secret Girl Scout, and I'm listening to Hanson. Like, I was like doing my own thing,
she's
and then go to
girl
school.
Girl Scout listens to Hanson. Closet, Aqua Barbie
I loved
girls
Aqua.
Growing up.
Was
she's
super
like,
into Bewitched.
I'm a Barbie girl.
So I just wanted people to come to my treehouse, and we were going to have a dance party, and then we were going to spice up my life because I thought I was also a Spice Girl. Right. So it's, there's so much.
And then maybe sing about smoking blunts, but like secretly.
Yeah, no, but like having gangster parties.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was all about like.
Barbie was having
family.
Family
first,
party.
Like men should love their moms, and just
Hanson loves their homies.
Yeah.
It's the mashup of a lifetime.
Yeah, so you're at the crossroads. Find in your inbox after this that I did send you an Italian TRL with Hanson.
Oh,
it's from 2005. It's live, and first of all, Italian TRL. Way hotter people, just general, like Italians are like gorgeous,
just kids.
But so good. But Italian 2005 Hanson,
oh my god,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
But we will move into more
her gift to you on your hands,
right?
In front.
So,
oh my gosh,
you grew up like farm-ish, mm-hmm. farm adjacent. It's coming on to holiday seasonal fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we did all kinds of weird activities during winter break. Do you have any fond childhood memories of anything Christmas break, holiday break related that sticks out in your mind?
Well, we spent a lot of time in our barn. We had a really big barn, and we didn't keep any actual animals in the barn. It was just the animals were in a separate area, and so it was kind of just decorative or just for us to explore.
A decorative barn, that's like my fucking sweet spot. That's all I want in my life. I want like an art barn.
Yeah.
That at some point I can go up to the clean hay in the loft and like roll around a bit.
Ours was not clean, but we still rolled around in it.
You didn't muck it.
Yeah,
but
we had
you had a good time.
We got a trampoline one year for Christmas and put that out there, and it was amazing. And we'd go out there just totally bundled up and jump in our barn on our trampoline.
That is so lucky.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Gosh. We begged for a trampoline forever, and then we got one the year Shannon went to college.
Yeah, I asked for a trampoline my whole fucking life. Yo, what about that trampoline? I even found free ones on Craigslist when I was in high school. So I was like, can I has? And they're like, nah. I was not even
liability.
The most likely child to break my ass on it.
No.
I had two younger brothers. They're the candidates for crazy. I moved out and they're like, oh, we got a trampoline. I'm like, oh, go fuck yourself. You guys are the worst.
We put the sprinkler under it and we
yes!
just lay on it and tan.
We would do that too.
Flip
you?
About.
So jealous.
Jump around and then it's turned into like a water circus. God, mm-hmm. those springs though.
I
think
know.
Of all the ways I could die.
Well, and the first thing I bought my son was a trampoline.
Yeah.
He has an indoor trampoline. He has an outdoor trampoline. You could tell where my child's talent is of feeling neglected because I overcompensated.
Poor kid just can't walk a straight line. He has to bounce everywhere.
Oh, he's like happy to do so too. I'm like,
oh, moon shoes.
Tie yourself out,
he needs
please,
moon shoes.
Oh, he would. He'd
They're trampolines
everywhere.
On the go.
Trampolines on your feet, child.
Yeah.
Run away. Can we go back to the decorated barn, though, just for a second?
Oh, yeah.
Did you decorate it for Christmas?
Oh, that would have been really good.
I decorated my chicken coop for Christmas because I was trying to be very, like, blogger bougie. It was a huge pain
no,
in the ass.
Like a, it was like really their cute. Hangout. Did, like, yeah. friends come over to your house?
Mm-hmm. We would have bonfires out there and put out, like, hay bales for people to sit at. We definitely spent a lot of time hanging out in there and climbing up into the
loft.
Hayloft. That's what it is.
But did you go, oh, hey.
I did, probably. I love that. One of our friends just recently told us that her little brother thought the ones that were rolled up, that the cows did that.
Oh, those are hard-working cows.
That's a big roll. It's so
that's
funny.
Adorable.
So cute. He believed it until he was like 20.
We were pretty lucky. We were the city kids who moved to a small town, and we had the friends that had like the cool hangout
bars. That's the best of both worlds.
That had the bonfire parties.
I think we appreciated it more because we had the shitty city.
Yes.
And then appreciated the country for the novelty that really is. It's so
cool. Yeah.
You were the oldest of, you have two little brothers.
Yeah.
So that would be my life if Shannon was never born.
Oh my God. If you didn't exist.
If you didn't exist.
Yeah, I have two younger brothers, and of course they're both grown up now and have kids and not so little anymore, but I still think of them as, you know, the little kids.
Your babies.
Yeah. That's forever when you have little brothers.
Absolutely. And when you have two younger ones, you have to be like, my big younger brother.
Right.
My little bigger, younger
the bigger
brother.
Little brother.
Yeah. My big young brother. So you grew up, I'm going to just slightly touch base on this.
Okay.
Christmas time for me in high school when I chose to be a Christian. I dabbled, dipped a toe in the Jesus pond. We did a lot of reenactments and Christmassy, Jesus-y themed things and churchy things. Did you have any Christmas memories of days past?
Yeah.
Did you guys do like churchy stuff for Christmas as a whole family? Did you guys get dressed up?
We did lots of churchy stuff. We kind of just did churchy stuff, you know, all the time. But Christmas was definitely a big part of that.
Well, it says birthday.
It's also our cousin's birthday. Oh. So I've been learning to handle it different my whole life. It's also Amber's birthday, you guys.
Well, it's just in the church community, there's so much activity. Mm-hmm. There's so much stuff going on.
Yeah.
And even in high school, we went to a thing called Winter Youth, which was like the whole church raised money for us. And we got to go be high schoolers at a hotel with tons of other high schoolers and see like Christian bands play. It was like reckless and crazy feeling.
We did those. Yeah, we would do like the little, I don't remember what they'd call them, revivals or all sorts of different things where you'd go and travel on like a little bus and stay there overnight and have, the bands, and they'd have a gymnasium where you could go wild and you were so hormonal and crazy about all the other teenagers there. And, you know, just, so many emotions happening in your little teenage heart while you're there.
Yeah.
This sounds like a Christian Lifetime movie to me, because I didn't live that life. Bonnie and I had very different high school
childhoods. Yeah, me and my brother like chose
they
it.
They chose okay. it. They really did the damn thing.
Yeah. Our parents were like, we're not religious.
You should celebrate yourself every day. But some days, you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
made of all the things, you guys choose your own adventure. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my adventure is drugs and alcohol. And I'm enjoying the shit out of that. And I'd like to make out with every boy. My church of sucking face.
And I was like,
great.
Had you walked had in better? That church and seen that picture of Jesus?
I know. Hey, Jesus was hot.
Yo, but he was glistening with the sweat of his
also,
labor.
I don't think I realized the dynamic they put you guys in is like, trouble central.
Yes, it was like the like real world, but like you hormones. Put praying before and after. As soon as the adults were right. gone, there was still weed. I smoked hella weed in church. They that also kid. Just had activities.
Mm. Right.
So when much
you're in
kickball.
A small town and there's nothing going on, so much kickball. So much like
why didn't I go to
capture the flag.
Kickball.
Kickball's dope. I'm it was like team kickball. Camaraderie. Like, yeah, let's all pray. But then also they're going to feed us fucking dank shit later. They're okay. probably going to order us tons of pizzas for no reason.
Dang it.
I didn't feel deserving of it. And I was like, I don't deserve all this pizza. And they were like, you're with the Lord now. You deserve it all. And I was like, give me all your pizza.
Wow.
It was a great time.
I love
girls
this
and boys,
journey for you.
They were finding each other. They were kissing. Oh my God. I wasn't into the dudes at youth group. I was no. into the youth group leaders they brought in
oh, right.
from out of town. And I was like, yo, what are you doing around homecoming? They're like, I'm in college. And I was like, but do you have a break? Like around right, homecoming? Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool, cool, cool.
What else is about it? Where are you going to be, son?
Listen, do you want me to go back to secular music or you want me to still love your
be
bass?
Your street team?
Do you still want me to be what? Your Jesus street team?
I'm sorry. Oh. I'm not making fun. I'm enjoying
no, it's
this
amazing.
And adjacent.
And when we found our wedding venue, it's a Masonic lodge that we had our wedding in. We were like, oh, great. This is beautiful. The architecture is cool. It's from 1928. Very gorgeous. But when we walked in, I said, oh, smells like a memory. We had seen it for the first time. And then we went upstairs and they had all these old books. And I smelled one of the books and I was like, yo, this smells like youth group.
Doesn't it have such a distinct smell?
It does. It's like books and shame with like a little bit of like somewhere the carpet
oh,
got moist before it was
what? I've been to a Catholic.
I've been to a church.
I have. Well, I melted it on stepping across the threshold. It got weird. And your water tastes terrible. No, but... No, but I've been to a Catholic library and it has that same
yes.
in Europe where it's real.
Europe.
Europe. I said Europe. It's like elevated library smell.
Yeah.
But it also smells a lot like shit.
Yeah.
It's set,
like there should yeah. be a fucking candle on Etsy somewhere. It's just like,
shame.
Yeah, like shame. Youth group memories, and then you light the incense, and it's called like cardinal sin.
There's one that's and then chaste hormones, and another one that's youth group shame. Yeah. Okay, this is too much.
New Year's Eve lockdown. What? Why does this one smell salty? It's like a lot going on. It smells like salt.
You need
pepperoni.
Like the sweaty socks and pizza in there too.
Oh, the dancing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the sweaty socks.
Oh man,
you guys,
those are the.
Oh
times.
My God, my face hurts. And I didn't even share those memories.
I love reminiscing
it.
About childhood church
oh,
memories,
yeah.
especially high school ones.
I feel like ours constantly was trying to do different activities that made us really messy or made us eat really weird things. They did a lot of that
yes.
where they would like...
We did pie
yeah,
faces.
They would just give us so much stuff and say like, throw it at each other. And that I never really...
Do you think that was to break the sexual tension and then make you unattracted to one
that
another?
That would be
I'm dissecting
smart.
This psychologically. Oh. I bet you it's right. Like, you really gonna go make out with Pie Face Girl?
She has shaving cream everywhere.
She still has whipped cream in her nostrils. We really want in on that?
That would be yeah. really smart. I mean, you didn't want to do anything with somebody who was covered in like egg yolk and yeah.
Oh yeah, we egg yolked a lot. Mm-hmm. It was all the vacation Bible school stuff. And when we became the counselors and we were in charge, somehow at the end of it, when we all should have been like counselored up, you know, I'm like, hey. No, they like let the kids bring in pennies and whoever brought in the most pennies, like the top like 12 people got to pie us and pick what counselor they wanted to pie.
So you had to be nice to them all camp. Otherwise you got.
Except that person might get pied too. The popular one would probably be the first one to go.
Ooh. Oh yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
I got picked, so I'm gonna take it as
oh,
I was
like
the
that.
Popular one.
So you weren't a total bitch.
No, but
I just really
I do
you.
Have a photograph of me getting pied.
Cute.
But the picture I have is me getting pied in the face yeah. at the end of vacation Bible school by a child. Oh. But our little brother, like, he came to vacation Bible school, like,
he
as
had nothing
a student.
Better to do.
Yeah, it was like summertime. Right. They're like, just yeah. let him ride his bike over there, and he can eat
small
things
town.
And get messy. They'll feed him and watch him.
Go get the pizza.
So,
child.
But he's joining in the child. He's assisting the child with the look of. He's blonde. So when he gets excited, his face gets really red. And then it's just like the negative space of the eyebrows and the eyelashes. So he's tomato faced, grinning so big. His face looks like it's like going to pop off. And he's like red as Satan. And just so in just, oh, he was having a moment. And it's captured in this photo where my eyes are closed. You just see my black eyelashes and I'm all white faced. But his hand, his palm is like smashing past the kid's hand. Like that kid was just going to dollop me. And he smashed like
Adam was tin. Like, you're going to die with this.
Yes. This tin is part of your jaw now. Like he just got it in there. But he just came in with like Hayoken energy and pied me so hard. Oh, and someone captured that moment and I have it. And I'm just like, that's awesome. He was getting back at me for
that
all
little
the years
brother energy.
Big sister trauma.
Oh my God.
He didn't even bring fucking pennies. He just jumped in the kitchen.
We were so poor. He couldn't bring pennies. Yeah. Pennies.
We needed those pennies.
Oh,
he didn't bring any, God. But he got in on that pie face, man.
Dude, I love you, Adam. You're the best little shit I've ever known.
Do you have a question about her fucking photo?
I fucking do. Okay. I'm so excited. Okay.
We need answers.
I already had a question about sleepovers. Mm-hmm. And you delivered us with a gemstone of a photograph. And then it brought back memories for me. And I was like, oh, this is going to be really great. My face hurts from laughing. This is a really good sign. We had a select few people that we were allowed to go on sleepovers. We never had sleepovers really at our house, but we're always at someone else's house. And we had the one friend that always had really fun sleepovers, but it's because she made us do so much weird shit and so many random things. Like we had a fashion show with outfits made out of only household items.
Amazing.
Okay.
This is the 90s.
My solo cut bikini was the shit. I had a tutu made of it also. It was very Madonna. But then we also had hide and go seek in the dark inside the house. One of my favorites, because you could black out the curtains before we had blackout curtains. And I hid on top of the fridge every time and nobody ever looked for me. Because I could just fold up like a weird little skeleton. Brilliant. I was stick thin and I could just shimmy on up. I sat up there and ate chips and waited for people to find me. What slumber party activities did you and your friends do that might have been super weird but also super fun?
And can I preface this by saying we're going to post your photo that you sent us online. It's a gem. I went back and read you like captioned each other. You're like, first one, I was like, thank God for her brain, because she definitely was like, these need context, so let me back up.
And I was like, I'm following you, absolutely. And this last one, I have questions.
It was you laying on the ground and getting like an abdomen exorcism from
a flashlight.
I had to look at that so many times because we have like this back massager thing that sort of looks naughty. Okay. Like it could be something else. It's so powerful, it'd tear you to pieces. But on the back,
this was not fantastic. That.
But I was looking, going, is that like... Is that a massager? What has she got? And then I reread it. Was like, oh, it's a flashlight.
It is a flashlight.
So what the deal?
That's one of my favorite photos. Because, that was kind of the epitome of our slumber parties. We would do a lot of the same things. We would always get dressed up and just kind of put on plays for ourselves. You know, nobody else was really watching. Everybody would have characters, and whatever character I was, I would just sing really horribly, like, and just intentionally really bad. It was just part of
my
character.
My favorite way to sing. Yes.
Yeah.
Listen to her backstory before you judge her singing advice.
I am the pirate villain. I think what I was there. Yeah. Puppet shows and just, all of that. Of that.
Did you ever videotape anything?
Oh, okay. You know, this is another, just circles right back around to Hanson.
Yes.
We dressed up like Hanson, three of us girls. We all had the right length of hair. We were all, scrawny little things. Still have it somewhere. I've seen it in the last 10 years or so where we played Hanson and then each of us were one of them. And we just were convinced that it was perfect. Like it was
so good.
An exact replica. Like we could totally convince somebody. Of course, it's not. We're awful.
Well, looking back on all those things, it's the imagination that kids had when we were young. You know, like the coolest thing was maybe like the original NES. And even then, if you went to a friend's house and they had it and you played it, it's all well and good. But then it would still turn into like basements were the coolest. Attics were the coolest. Parents going to bed early and just letting kids have like a rompus room.
Just stay up late, but don't wake me up.
Cool. I have to work in the morning, but you girls, here's some snacks. That shit's so weird to me. But Shannon was talking about music videos. God. Let me tell everyone. I was the little sister that was just like sent wherever Shannon went. It was like a superpower. Like I was invisible most of the time because they were just doing like grown kid shit.
And you watched all of our weird.
Yes.
We made you participate.
Oh, no,
though, too.
No, we got weird. We got weird. Coffee table.
Oh.
Blanket or rug over the coffee table. Videotaping.
Right.
Jasmine and Aladdin on the magic carpet, which was the coffee table.
It was part of our world. Okay.
That I got to move the bottom of the rug. You could like see my little hands in it, just being like, I'm the wind.
I was very serious.
She was very serious.
Jasmine, and
it was perfection with these guys. There was a lot of cut. We need to redo this. It was
put more lip gloss on. And like,
when I do my hand swoop across towards the camera, you're supposed to lean your body back into my body.
And come on. Look where my hand is gesturing. Our technical producer was incredible because when we did a loop-de-loop, it needed to be legit. So what did they do? They turned the camera in a circle.
Oh my goodness.
Because at that time, it was a fucking camera. And it made the carpet go in a circle. It really did the thing. Like, we really did a loop-de-loop.
That sounds amazing.
My friend really looked like a very, very homely dude or a complicated woman. Like, I wasn't attracted to either one of whatever she was doing. But I hopped off the carpet and the table creaked like I was killing it. And I was only like 100 and something pounds soaking wet. So the table just was protesting like I weighed 700 pounds.
Again, it was 90s furniture that was probably around since like the 60s.
But we were lip syncing to a tape player or a CD player. So like it wasn't dubbed over anything.
No,
it was the audio of the room. Her dad walked through like, oh my God, we're making a music video.
Get out. And we're running away.
I'm going to make you guys some snacks. Like, okay, cut for snacks.
Cut for snacks.
Okay, we'll come back.
Okay, so I'm looking at this photo of you.
I'm dying.
You have a Mark Twain sailor's cap on.
We made do with what we had.
Genius. No, you found.
It's so good.
It looks like you have like a layered like top tank top jacket type thing, but from afar it's almost like corset effect.
Nice. Ooh. It's not.
With
it is
white shorts.
It's a bathrobe, I think, right?
You have a bathrobe on over top. Yeah. Are you being stabbed with a you're joyfully something is happening.
This is the end scene. I'm being vanquished.
You're being
by the
right.
Yeah,
okay. And you are loving
absolutely.
It. You are loving it. Whoever is flashlight stabbing you has the way the hands are. They have a little brother pie face energy. Everyone else is just around you, and they're double.
They're just
it's like two hands. They are making sure the job is
just
done.
So happy that I'm not going to be horribly singing anymore.
Yeah, they took you out, but they got that knuckle tension in there where, like, they're legit.
They're
in charge of the stabbing.
Yeah.
This is just the most beautiful photo.
I'm so excited to post this after your description.
It is so good. Your hair looks amazing. You look beautiful with a mustache.
You do look like you were in a play. Then I had to read it again and be like, oh, no, you were at a slumber party for the plays.
I did recently have, with my best friends, for one of our friends' birthdays, we threw a 90s themed adult slumber party and we dressed up. So I got like one of those spaghetti strap tops with the smiley face on it and did like the, you know, the clips and you have to have like the little thin like pieces of hair up front, you know,
Yeah.
Little
the
tendrils.
Two in the front,
yeah.
And then the butterfly.
I found a bunch of old teen magazines on eBay from the 90s and we sat and flipped through all of those. We got lip smackers and we watched all of the movies that we would watch. I think The Craft came up and had pizza and it was
That's
amazing. We rented out a hotel room and just nerded out.
Oh my
gosh. It was one of the best nights ever.
That's what I really want to do.
You really want to do that.
I just feel like now I just want to buy like an old house and redo it as like a 90s theme house.
Goodness.
Like you just, it's like an Airbnb you can rent, but it has like a basement with like a whole wall full of game boards.
And those like itchy couches.
Like
and
a dartboard, but and the like, parents took the darts away because that's dangerous.
And like the dad's like bar he was going to set up before it got turned into like kid zone.
Yeah.
Like, old Budweiser tin things on
where
the wall.
Where his dreams died.
The giant TV that has the tube on the back that's like
girls' room, boys' room,
amazing.
And then like a romper room, and then like a creepy attic that's full of mysteries for when you're feeling like, oh my God, ghosts. And there's just flashlights.
The Ouija board's up there. You can't bring it downstairs.
Yes.
To keep the ghosts up in the attic.
Put up some wood paneling.
Yeah.
Put up some posters on posters on posters on posters.
Yeah.
Just have a bunch of like Delia's magazines everywhere.
I think you could have something there.
God, I love Delia's.
I think people would rent it out. Now I want to have a birthday party theme like that. But also if I just had a house that I could stylize like 90s and it was put like, imagine going through Airbnb and being like, oh my shit.
The 90s house?
The 90s. There's literally, you guys, there's like
just
a
call
90s
it the
house.
90s house.
Yeah. And you could rent it out and just get nostalgic as fuck.
Yeah. You could do pretty well.
On the bookshelf, you know, like when you go to like a cottage at the beach and they have all the like beach books. What would I whimsically read on a rock at the
Fear
coast?
Street.
We'd
anything
have,
Fear
we'd have Goosebumps.
Yes.
We'd straight up have
Christopher
Ramona and
Pike
Beezus. We'd have all the age brackets and we'd have them by height. Those romance novels that have like Fabio on the front for the moms. Yeah.
This would be so cool.
I bet we could find like archives of like MTV
and
just have tapes just so people could really actually watch MTV.
Just flip on MTV
or
and
public
then,
access.
But the tape that's like, it's like MTV music videos and then it gets to a certain hour and it's like Daria, Beavis and Butthead.
Yes.
Do you want to play a game with us?
Emily? Sure.
We're going to jump into this or that, as you know we do.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're prepared to choose your choice.
I'm going
to
try.
A little murdery.
Talk or text?
Text.
Ooh. Cabin in the mountains or a penthouse in the city?
Oh, cabin in the mountains.
Travel to see people or have people come to visit you?
Travel to see people.
Book or movie?
Movie.
Money or power?
Can you have one without the other?
I can't be so
I'm just going to say, aren't they? Don't they go hand in
no.
hand?
No. Because you can have money and be powerless.
You don't think you can, no.
Yes, huh?
Can you have power without money, though?
I think you can.
I don't think you're right.
Oh. That's classic.
I think it's
classic
both.
Little sister energy doesn't think you're right.
I guess I would take some money. I don't really need much power.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like she was going to say that. I got rid
No, money is, like, tight. My final this or that is a this or that or that.
Okay.
Oh. Isaac, Taylor, or Zach?
Oh.
Taylor.
Dun, dun, dun.
Definitely Taylor.
Taylor!
Yeah.
Taylor!
Taylor! I just want to go back in time and have them be cool enough with me just randomly braiding their hair. If I just appeared in time and was braiding their hair and they were cool with it.
Mom, who is this girl? Mom, don't worry. I'm in youth group. Don't worry.
Right. You guys are the secular band I'm allowed to listen to. Yeah. Thank you for all the bops.
I recorded all of them
in
sequence.
I recorded. who are we going to date? Because that's what happens when you talk about Hanson.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You're choosing like, your choice. That's
you're,
the thing.
You're married.
Yeah.
You have a different lifestyle now that you had as a child. It doesn't matter. You're marrying one of them in your mind because it is Hanson.
Mm. I always ended up with Isaac no matter what.
See, and
he
here,
was tall. And
really?
I
have not met
it.
many Isaac people. So that's cool.
No.
It was a default. It was I wasn't my choice.
Oh.
We're just being like, oh, who's dating who in Hanson? We're like, who the fuck are we? We're grown-ass women now. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
You will have a favorite in Hanson.
Absolutely.
If you
or
pretend
you'll take
to
one
hate
for the
Hanson.
Team.
Forever.
It's a problem.
Like, I love them all and everything they do, but I guess I'll stay with that.
Yeah.
We'll get married and have 37
kids. I guess. He had braces at the weird time where, like, braces were still uncomfortable looking and weird, and he had them first.
He
and he
the
had
the longest hair.
No, long face.
Mm-hmm.
His fucking face.
I wasn't
like,
going to say that, but you're right.
He was the least attractive of the three.
In the awkwardest phase of his life.
Well, and yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. He was in such an awkward age and
Taylor just somehow like skipped
yeah.
the awkwardness. He was just like always
just
fine.
Stayed beautiful the whole time.
He was like fine. And then he was just like older fine. And his voice didn't do anything different. It just got like more velvety. And then they like put out a Christmas album. And I was like,
maybe they had like a backup Taylor that they subbed in during that time period.
Like, swapped him out.
Lassie.
He's just animatronic Taylor.
Oh,
he never ages.
He's a Muppet. Yeah.
Don't ruin so Hanson for me.
Sorry. Taylor did this live video during the summer where he paired up with like a bunch of charity communities, and they were doing like food trucks and like, come on down, like everybody who needs food, we're giving out food all day. And he was like doing the live video of him at the park, and he like grabbed a plate. And the whole time I'm just like sitting on Instagram Live being like, I'm having a picnic with Taylor.
Oh my God. I wish you could have seen the face she just made as she's looking at her pretend phone in her hand. Like, ooh, she got real,
we're together
real
now.
Sassy for a minute. She's like, hi, I am also
here. He was looking right into, he wasn't even looking at himself on the screen. He was looking into that tiny hole you're supposed to
making eye
to
contact.
Make eye contact yeah. with me. And we were now on a date.
You were now having pulled pork sandwiches.
And his 12th child.
Right.
And his 12th
child. I'm not joking. He has like 11 kids.
Bonnie's like, if you would like, we could also be fruitful together.
Do you want more family?
Oh my God.
It's fine.
Oh, it'd be your
I
backup.
I'm fresh married. I don't know. Like, I'm just, it doesn't even matter. I'm like fresh out the gate, still like daydreamy honeymoon eyes.
But
freshly
but
married.
Hanson is a different vibe.
But then we talk about Hanson and I'm like, who? What?
Betrothed? What?
I'm 11. I'm fucking 11 right now.
Listen, I just got pie-faced yesterday. That's weird.
I would go back to church.
I would cry myself to sleep at night just knowing that I was never going to marry a Hanson brother. Just, my little teenage heart just so melodramatic.
They couldn't understand the power they wielded.
No.
Before they even had five pubes
trying.
Between them.
No.
Like, they had girls crying about the loss they were experiencing.
And I think it really confused all the like macho dudes.
Oh, I bet.
The 90s that were like, oh, I'm like super cool guy. And I'm like, well, but you're not. They're like, but that guy sings like a girl. And I'm like, but he sings. You know?
But
sings
he's
like
also
a sweet fucking angel. Take it back.
I'm two brothers.
It made
no.
There's more.
I know.
There's more Hanson.
But
those are the only ones that count.
It's the fourth Hanson.
I don't know. They kept him in a basement. They never let him.
Maybe he's the extra. Blip. He's a sub.
Bonus
yeah.
Jonas. A bonus. Yeah, there. What's the name of the bonus Jonas?
I don't. Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie.
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
Is there a fourth Hanson brother? Oh my God. Okay.
She's Googling.
I bet there is.
This. Yes.
Seven extra Hanson.
Meet the fourth and singing Hanson brother, Mac. Mac
what?
Hanson, Mac and Zach.
Mac and
that's funny.
Zach. Oh, I see.
Is their sibling Mac is the young. Are you good?
Yeah, he looks like Zach
on the music scene.
He looks like Zach if you like beefed him up, and
he would have been my type.
Oh shit,
he would have been my type.
Oh, like
my
a
God,
mix
that's
between like
type.
Isaac and Zach.
He's
yeah, with curly hair.
He's got the little dimples. Mm.
He's the diamond in the rough.
Oh,
Hanson.
Poor baby.
That's crazy.
How yeah, old was he when they touring though? Was he
he's
like
older.
Four?
I guess he could be younger. It's hard to tell.
Mac is nothing like his brothers.
Oh, are you reading
that's what
something?
It says?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
He's the lead singer of Joshua and the Holy Rollers.
Oh, is he now?
He's bringing bluesy, gritty, rock and roll infused vibe to the Hanson name.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just somehow ended up being the only person in my family with a beard, he says. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
He's kind of
you're
adorable.
A velveteen silly goose right there.
Yeah.
A burn in your face. Smooth brother.
Yeah. Take that, Taylor.
Take that, you childish
Isaac,
faces.
You patchy son of a bitch. Couldn't grow a full mustache.
You goddamn horse face
fucking
scarecrow.
Mac. Now I'm just going to make a Hanson shirt. This is like Team Mac. You're like, I still love all of you, but he's got a beard.
Only if you do it like in the style of the album cover from Middle of Nowhere, but it's only Mac's face.
Oh,
and it just
all
says
the,
Hanson.
It's the orange ombre.
Yeah, but it says Hanson still, but it's just Mac's face. New merch, y'all.
Oh, we're gonna get sued. Oh, Lord.
Rude. Ooh,
let's take this powerful joy energy and
bottle
let's
it.
Channel it it's into so... compliments.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
I would love to.
Excellent.
Emily. I just got really serious. Emily. So I have been having a very rough couple of weeks. Life's hard, you know?
Yeah.
And I haven't laughed this hard
yeah.
in a while. and you're just so fun. Aww. I fell in love with your videos. I fell in love with your humor. They're quirky. They're smart. They're educational. They're silly. So I fell in love with your whole posse of buggy friends. And then I got to get little glimpses into your personality through the TikTok. And I'm so glad that we TikToked you. And you are here with us today because I honestly feel like we could powwow all night long.
Agreed.
We could have super hardcore 90s slumber parties that are ragey and dancey with fucking glittery lip gloss and gross memories and thought magazine pullouts of yeah. I'm just thinking of every boy with hair parted in the middle. Yes.
Edward Furlong. I would do Jonathan Brandis. Thomas.
JTT. Yeah. Oh, Devin Sawa.
Absolutely.
It's the lineup of the
Tool
M.
Time. Would you get it? Yeah, would
you, the McDonald's space, as you called them. While we all had those little gelled down TLC little baby bitch handles that were so delightful. It's fun to meet strangers that somehow you're like, wait, but weren't we in fourth grade together somehow?
Seriously.
It feels like we were neighbors. Yeah. It's such a fun feeling to connect with somebody in this way. And like, man, it's fun to laugh. And you're just a really fun person. We are smitten by you.
Oh, like, my God.
We totally have fun friend girl crushes on you.
100%.
And also, I don't know if you had braces, but your teeth are fucking perfect. I have a weird thing about teeth and lips.
Smiles,
and
yeah.
When people like talk, if they have like the perfect combination of like interesting shaped lips and perfect teeth, you
Bonnie's
have both
an
of
artist
those.
Too. She's not a creep.
No, I'm not sure.
No, I totally like, get that. I like teeth.
And your mouth is, it's a fascinating mouth. If you guys just go to, go for her.
Self-conscious of her mouth.
It's amazing. You have a really good mouth. You have a mouth that people pay money for.
No, no, no.
Like people would take a picture of your to their plastic surgeon and ask for it to be put on their face.
You can't take that phrase back. But
it's so
no. You can't. You can't.
It already was said.
You can't undo that diddle home skillet. I watched Bonnie's face fall into more. She didn't hear her words. She talked about youth group too much. Her brain was being pure. And then I was like, oh, heavens to Betsy. Oh,
so wow. That's the fucking creepiest compliment I have given
it.
You know what? Podcast.
Heaven help
in
you.
In that respect, I'm not wrong.
Oh my God. Get your
but
shovel out.
I was thinking, like, if I got to go to like a vending machine and put a brand new mouth on my mouth.
Oh my God.
I would pay for hers because it's gorgeous.
Well, no one has ever given me that compliment before, so thank you.
Well, I hope not.
I sound like
get it all the time.
You're such a pervert. It's so funny.
You sound like I have a van and I'm waiting at the rest stop for you.
She just keeps lips in a jar. God damn.
Jesus.
Well, any compliments I give now are just like, they're just going to win. Yeah. After
Shannon's like, I like your condos. Hey, your sweaters are cute.
Your hair is gorgeous.
She does it pretty hair.
I know. I was going to say that.
It's okay. Hair people would pay for. Like, is that better?
Stop. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, I'll keep mine short and sweet. Not as creepy.
Keep it sweet, at least.
Oh, God. Okay. Whew. So, at night before bed.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know. You're right.
Okay.
You're welcome.
When I lay me down.
My son asks to watch TikToks as his wind down thing. We watch some TikToks together. Mm. And he only requests two things, like types it in himself. He's nonverbal autistic. Aww. And he requests via typing. So he types in mini and then you pop up and then it's automatic and he watches the spiders and he loves his weird ass spider that we have. He likes to watch her eat the caterpillars, but he'll watch yours. He has favorite ones that we've bookmarked that he watches 1,000 times.
Mm.
He really loves it. He also watches ASMR slime videos.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
You rank very highly in his TikTok appeal.
That makes me so happy.
Nice. And then I was really stoked you joined Instagram because I'm a very lazy TikToker. We would have been friends in middle school. Just the way that we talked to each other, I was like, oh, 100% we could have lived down the street from each
other.
Absolutely. Realistically, if ever came the opportunity, I would absolutely love to hang out
with you. I would love that.
Because I feel like we would be such good real life friends. And I am going to send you photos of my spider so that like, I can brag about how big she is. Really fucking cool.
Do you get that all the time now? It's just
hey, look
being
at
like,
my spider.
Look
I know.
At my spider.
I do get a lot of photos of spiders. I never get tired of those though.
Oh, thank God. Biddy is very cute and she has green to blue ombre little mouth parts and fuzzy little hand, little face parts. She's so fucking cute.
I love it. Do you want to tell the people where to find you on the interwebs to enjoy all these wonderful videos that you're providing us free of charge?
I am on TikTok as and Instagram as Mini Robo Muppets. That's probably the easiest way.
Mini underscore.
Yep. Mini underscore Robo Muppets. Although I think if you typed it in, it'd probably come up either way. I'm not sure.
You type in Mini, you pop up. You type in your name and it will pop up as well.
Yeah, Emily Hess. That will pop me up too. Although you might get my other Instagram account, which has nothing to do with spiders. It's just my
fabulous.
But if you like aesthetics, if you like brows and lashes, you can check me out on my other Instagram.
And then also you have the most dreamy, wonderful beanie that I think is so smart.
I love that beanie. The beanie itself is a separate shop and they're fantastic.
Yes. And I was going to ask, you just announced that people could get your beanie that only you had before. And I was going to ask, is that your merch or separate? And then you also are making your own spider merch as well.
The beanie itself, it came out a little while ago from a little Etsy shop called Chasing Bugs Merch. And she made just a really small, limited supply of them for just all of the jumping spider nerds. And we snatched them up in a matter of like a few hours, I'm pretty sure. And then, so I was one of the people who got them and I wore it for my photo on my TikTok account and everyone's asking where I got it and she wasn't making them anymore. And so just recently she started selling them again and I was thrilled to be able to tell people good news. So Chasing Bugs Merch is on Etsy is where you can get the beanie.
That's
She's,
cute.
It's just a perfect little design is brilliant.
It's so genius. Yeah. It's one of those things where my brain said like, oh, I wish I thought of that.
Yeah, it's just so cute. And you don't even necessarily recognize it unless you know. You know, it's one of those things where like you can wear it around and people might not figure it out. But if they're jumping spider people, they're going to be like, ah, that's somebody that I get along with. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But also your merch.
Oh, and so, yeah, I have merch.
From Greta's Face,
right? Yeah, I wanted some sort of like little way to remember her, some, you know, because she was my first spider. And so I took her face and basically just took like the mouth and eyes out of it. And it's just the most ridiculous. Like,
it looks like a smirk. Yeah. It's such a little side smile of a, like a,
it just looks like it should be an emoji. I feel like I make that face a lot throughout the day. When something weirds me out or something. Yeah. And all the Gretel mood stuff is available at Spiderland. I had come up with this little design and I was like, man, people are asking for, you know, a t-shirt or something. And I just don't have the energy to create my own merch. And one day the creator or owner of Spiderland reached out to me and she's like, hey, I love your stuff. I was inspired to start this shop because of Gretel. And so I was wondering if maybe you would want like a t-shirt or something. I just want to like thank you and send you a gift. And I said, like, my very first response was like, do you want to do a collaboration? And
good
a t-shirt.
You.
And so we really got to work together and now we have the Gretel mood merch. So
Oh my gosh, I love it. You are a gift and a treasure.
Seriously.
And here's hoping that everyone in the world can go watch your beautiful content.
I just get joy out of doing it. That's kind of where that's my reward.
I'm excited to continue enjoying all the joy that you put out there, because it's just something you love to do, but it also is so great for all of us too. So
it really makes me happy.
Agreed.
Well,
samesies.
In a world full of crazy, seriously, let's all just watch spider voices.
Just
little baby spider voices.
Just happy, just joy butterflies. You know.
Thanks for being you and doing what you do.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was very fun, and my face hurts a lot too. So.
Yay!
Same. Me too.
What a delight. I hope people are going to drive on their commutes and laugh along with us and not go, these bitches are fucking crazy. These two girls can't stop laughing.
It's great. I hope they're like, oh, I got to work and my face hurt.
Yes, I want everyone's face to hurt. You're welcome. Oh, God. Okay. It's time for bed.
All right.
Bye, Ms. Emily.
Bye.
If you guys had a great time and you want to tune in for more fun on the interweb, Shannon, where can they follow for fun?
So you could find some super fun times. You Are That on Facebook, and then there's a group
and a page.
Yeah.
So you just like the page,
right?
And you get updates.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to be interactive, you join the group. Also, we have an Instagram. Mm-hmm. No, You Are That.
Don't forget the no.
It's a rebuttal.
Mm-hmm. You could also support us with likes, rates, reviews, wherever your platform is. Monetarily, you could support us with just a few doll hairs, like as little as one doll hair a month at patreon.com/youarethat.
Yeah. We also have a merch store at youarethatmerch.com where you can get merch. We love you so much. Thank you for your support.
You.
We see you. We love you.
No hands. I think I got too many bugs.
You have a mouth that people pay money for.
Oh, no.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.